A reminiscence. Yes, thou art gone, and nevermore thy sunny smile shall gladden me, but I may pass the old church door and pace the floor that covers thee, may stand upon the cold, damp stone and think that frozen lies below the lightest heart that I have known, the kindest I shall ever know. Yet though I cannot see thee more, 'tis still a comfort to have seen. And though thy transient life is o'er, 'tis sweet to think that thou hast been. To think a soul so near divine, within a form so angel fair, united to a heart like thine, has gladdened once our humble sphere.
The letter.
What is she writing? Watch her now, how fast her fingers move, how eagerly her youthful brow is bent in thought above. Her long curls dropping shade the light, she puts them quick aside, nor knows that band of crystals bright, her hasty touch untied. It slips adown her silken dress, falls glittering at her feet, unmarked it falls, for she no less pursues her labour sweet. The very loveliest hour that shines is in that deep blue sky. The golden sun of June declines, it has not caught her eye. The cheerful lawn, an unclosed gate, the white road far away, in vain for her light footsteps wait, she comes not forth today. There is an open door of glass close by that lady's chair. From thence to slopes of mossy grass descends a marble stair. Tall plants of bright and spicy bloom around the threshold grow. Their leaves and blossoms shade the room from that sun's deepening glow. Why does she not a moment glance between the clustering flowers and mark in heaven the radiant dance of evening's rosy hours? Oh, look again. Still fixed her eye, unsmiling, earnest, still, and fast her pen and fingers fly, urged by her eager will. Her soul is in the absorbing task. To whom, then, both she write? Nay, watch her still more closely. Ask her own eyes' serious light. Where do they turn? As now her pen hangs o'er the unfinished line, whence fell the tearful gleam that then did in their dark spheres shine? The summer parlour looks so dark when from that sky you turn, and from the expanse of that green park you scarce may aught discern. Yet o'er the piles of porcelain rare, o'er flower stand, couch, and vase, sloped, as if leaning on the air, one picture meets the gaze. 'Tis there she turns. You may not see distinct what form defines, the clouded mass of mystery yon broad gold frame confines. But look again. Inured to shade, your eyes now faintly trace a stalwart form, a massive head, a firm, determined face. Black Spanish locks, a sunburnt cheek, a brow high, broad and white, where every furrow seems to speak of mind and moral might. Is that her God? I cannot tell. Her eye a moment met the impending picture, then it fell, darkened and dimmed and wet. A moment more, her task is done, and sealed the letter lies. And now, towards the setting sun, she turns her tearful eyes. Those tears flow over. Wonder not, for by the inscription see, in what a strange and distant spot her heart of hearts must be. Three seas and many a league of land that letter must pass o'er ere read by him to whose loved hand 'tis sent from England's shore. Remote colonial wilds detain her husband, loved though stern. She, mid that smiling English scene, weeps for his wished return.
Self-interrogation. The evening passes fast away. 'Tis almost time to rest. What thoughts has left the vanished day? What feelings in thy breast? The vanished day, it leaves a sense of labour hardly done, of little gained with vast expense, a sense of grief alone. Time stands before the door of death, upbraiding bitterly, and conscience, with exhaustless breath, pours black reproach on me. And though I've said that conscience lies, and time should fate condemn, still sad repentance clouds my eyes, and makes me yield to them. Then art thou glad to seek repose, art glad to leave the sea, and anchor all thy weary woes in calm eternity? Nothing regrets to see thee go, not one voice sobs, farewell. And where thy heart has suffered so, canst thou desire to dwell? Alas, the countless links are strong that bind us to our clay. The loving spirit lingers long and would not pass away. And rest is sweet when laureled fame will crown the soldier's crest. But a brave heart with a tarnished name would rather fight than rest. Well, thou hast fought for many a year, hast fought thy whole life through, hast humbled falsehood, trampled fear. What is there left to do? 'Tis true, this arm has hotly striven, has dared what few would dare. Much have I done, and freely given, but little learnt to bear. Look on the grave where thou must sleep, thy last and strongest foe. It is endurance not to weep, if that repose seem woe. The long war closing in defeat, defeat serenely borne, thy midnight rest may still be sweet, and break in glorious morn.